With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There are calls within Democrat circles for President Biden to abandon his re-election bid following last night's debate. The 81-year-old Biden appeared to totally lose his train of thought at times, his answers tough to follow, and in some cases rambling. The political world chiming in on Mr. Biden's frail appearance. A CNN instant poll of debate watchers indicated that Donald Trump won the night by 67% to 37%. On the Salem Media Group News Magazine this week on the Hill, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson agrees.
Yeah, let's choose our metaphors. I'd call it a five-alarm fire. It really is. That was the biggest mismatch in the history of presidential debates, and it was watched with in huge numbers by the American people, and now they're having to acknowledge the objective truth. There was only one man on that stage who is capable and qualified of serving as our next president, and that's Donald Trump.
Speaker Johnson adds that, in his words, November cannot get here soon enough. The complete interview will air on Salem's This Week on the Hill Saturday on radio stations nationwide and on the Salem News Channel. Abortion among the issues debated last night. White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Atlanta.
The president pledged to restore Roe v. Wade if reelected, while Trump argued against the nationwide constitutional right to abortion.
We don't think that's a good thing. We think it's a radical thing. We think the Democrats are the radicals, not the Republicans.
For 51 years, that was the law. 51 years, constitutional scholarship said it was the right way to go. 51 years.
Asked about abortion pills, Trump said that he wouldn't block the medications. Greg Clugston at the CNN presidential debate in Atlanta.
Also at SRNnews.com, prices rose again last month, up 2.6% from 1 year earlier. That, according to the government's latest readout on inflation released this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow up 194. This is SRN News. A leading Canadian school holds a drag queen summer camp.
The University of British Columbia describes the event as a, quote, leadership learning summer camp for queer, trans, two-spirit, questioning, and allied youth from across BC and the Yukon. Drag queens will be in attendance and will teach the children how to perform with the goal of helping them, quote, imagine being whomever they want. UBC says it also wants to free kids from what it calls the colonial notions of the nuclear family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden is pardoning potentially thousands of former U.S. service members convicted of violating a now repealed military ban on homosexuality. The president says he is righting a historic wrong to clear the way for these service members to regain lost benefits. Mr. Biden's action grants a pardon to those convicted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice's former Article 125. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court puts the EPA's air pollution fighting good neighbor plan on hold while legal challenges continue.
The rule is intended to restrict smokestack emissions from power plants and other industrial sources that burden downwind areas with smog-causing pollution. Among those challenging the rule, the energy-producing states of Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia. The justices rejected arguments by the Biden administration and Democratic-controlled states that the plan was cutting air pollution and saving lives in 11 states. The regulation will remain on hold for now, pending a ruling from a federal appeals court. Bob Agnew reporting.
Members of a Utah church youth group, about 50 young people in all, were hiking when a lightning bolt struck near them. Happened yesterday afternoon. 7 youngsters hospitalized, none of the injuries considered to be life-threatening. This happened around 100 miles south of Salt Lake City. More details, SRNnews.com.